Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're here on Blog Talk Radio with Junior Giant Speaks. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And we're happy to be with you this morning. We're looking forward to our show. The children are getting ready to discuss this morning the election that's coming up. And I'm sure this is something that's in everybody's mind and thoughts and hopefully in everybody's prayers because it is something that's very important. Voting is extremely important. So we need to make sure that those that are eligible to vote, which does not unfortunately include our junior giants, those that are eligible to vote, we want to make sure that you go out and vote. But before you vote, I want to encourage you all to pray about who you're voting for and understand why you're voting for that person. This is a crucial time in our country, so voting is necessary. This morning, our children are going to give us their opinions about the candidate that they would choose if they were to vote today. I think it's important that we listen to what our children are thinking, because children are not only the future, but the children are now. And so that's going to be our topic of discussion this morning. But before we get started, good morning, Junior Giant.
Morning.
I'm happy to have all my Junior Giant reporters with us. And we also have a guest, Miss Donice Pitts. Good morning, Miss Pitts.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we're happy to have you on our show. She is our author guest this morning. She's written a book entitled The Mermaid Boy. And a little later in the show, we're going to have an interview with her. So welcome to our show. And we're going to get started this morning. First of all, as always, I want to thank the parents for their assistance in helping the young people get ready. I really want to thank Miss Rebecca. And the reason that I want to thank Miss Rebecca is because they had to go out of town this weekend. And that's a lot of things were going on, but they were still able to, she was still able to make sure that her daughters were available for the show. And I just want to commend her and let her know that I appreciate her efforts and her support of Junior Giant Speaks. And that's the beauty of being able to be on the internet, is because you can do this anywhere, driving along in your car, or however, the show can still go forward. And I just want to thank her for the extra effort that she put in to make sure that our reporters, Faith and Grace, are available this morning. So we're going to go on and get started. Our topic today is, if you were to vote today, which candidate would you vote for, and why wouldn't you vote for the other guy? Now, the reason that we came up with this question is because it's okay to know who you vote for, who you're voting for, but you need to know why you're voting for that person, and you need to know why, what's wrong with the other person that would make you not choose them. So that is the topic of discussion today, and we're going to get started. But I almost forgot, I do have an announcement, and this announcement is coming early, and the reason that it's coming early, because I want to give those of you who are listening a chance to be a part of it, and throughout their shows for the rest of the year, you're going to hear this announcement, because it's an announcement that takes preparation. This coming up year, in the year 2013, we're going to be having a conference. Junior Giants Speaks is going to be hosting a conference, and the conference is called I'm Bad, B-A-D, I'm Bad. And the BAD is actually an acronym that means I'm bold, anointed, and determined. And in this conference, the Junior Giant reporters are going to go forth. They are going to do some of the presentations of the workshops. They're going to be teaching children their age as well as younger children. And this is coming up in the spring of 2013. And once again, the reason that we are giving you such a long notice is so that the children have a lot of time to prepare, because I recognize that they have regularly, on a regular basis, they have homework, they have the holidays are coming up and things like that. So I want them to have a chance to be thinking about, because my junior giants are extremely intelligent young people, so then I want them to put their best foot forward, because they're going to be the ones teaching the classes and teaching the sessions. And so the conference, once again, is going to be called I'm Bad, I'm Bold, Anointed, and Determined. And so I want you to be looking for the dates of the conference so that you can either take part or that you can be in attendance. And so with that, we're going to go on and get moving with our show this morning. And I think this morning we're going to start with Ms. Faith. I want you to tell me, Faith, if you were to vote today, who would you vote for, and why wouldn't you vote for the other guy?
Why wouldn't I?
Yes. Tell me, who would you vote for, first of all?
I would vote for President Barack Obama.
Okay, and why?
Because I think he's still in the process of doing great things, and that is going to get better if he's still president.
Okay. So do you feel like the work that he started is not finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So why wouldn't you vote for Mitt Romney? Mr. Romney.
I think that he's just going to, like, if he was president, he would just do the same thing Barack Obama would do. And I don't, like, understand why he would do the same things if President Barack Obama are doing those things.
So you don't really feel like his agenda is really any different than Barack Obama?
Yes, no.
Okay, that's a very interesting point of view. Okay. How important do you think it is for people to get out and vote? Would you vote if you were old enough?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you think that's important, and why?
I think it's important because we need a leader for this country, and we're very blessed to be voting because other countries, like, don't have the opportunity to vote, so we should, like, take advantage of that.
Okay, I agree with you. It really is a privilege to be able to vote. Thank you. We're going to come back with you with some more questions in just a moment. But for now, we're going to move on. And do I have the Mac sisters with me yet? I'm going to say that's a no. So we're going to move on, and we're going to go to Dee Dee. Or DeJory. DeJory, tell me, if you had to vote today, who would you vote for, and tell me why? Why you wouldn't vote for the other person?
If I would vote today, I would vote for Barack Obama. Because I feel like, what Trey said, he still doesn't have, you know, he hasn't worked out everything yet, and he still has some work to do. And he's given other people opportunities that they may not have had in a very long time. And that's why I would vote for him.
Okay, but why not Mr. Romney?
I'm not exactly sure. My spirit doesn't exactly sit right with him, is about all I can say right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I have a question that I'm going to ask everybody in a moment. So you all stay tuned. Put your thinking caps on. Okay, so you would prefer Mr. President Obama. So tell me, what do you think, as far as being a young person, how Mr. Obama affects you.
How it affects me.
Or how his principles or the things that he's trying to put into play in office, what kind of, you know, what effect do they have on you? Is there an area where his policies affect you?
Probably in schools, because I know that they are raising the standards for the children in school. We have higher standards that we're working on, and they're pushing us to be what we can be.
Okay. All right, I like that. All right. We're going to come back to you, so stay tuned. We're going to go now to Mr. Simeon. Simeon, if you were able to vote today, who would you vote for, and why wouldn't you vote for the other person?
I would vote for Mitt Romney.
Okay, you would vote for Mitt Romney. Why is that?
Because I think Mitt Romney can bring down the gas prices, and he can probably can get many people prices, low prices, and like electric cars, because some people are, I think, starting next year or in 2014, they're going to start selling at car dealers electric cars.
Okay. So do you think, why wouldn't you vote for Mr. Obama?
That's why I voted because I think she gave Mitt Romney a chance to see what he could do. And next year, if Mitt Romney would do like such a good job, then I'll probably pick Barack Obama.
Okay, now you know that the elections, you only have elections every 4 years. So that means that whoever is in office is going to be in office for the next 4 years.
Yes.
So you'd be willing to give Mr. Romney 4 years to see if he could do things better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Why do you think voting is important?
Maybe so this game.
Why do you think voting is important?
Voting is important because the reason why it's important is because if we didn't have voting, and people will probably fight for president. And by the time like the fighting is over, there won't be like any people that want to run for president. And then we wouldn't have like laws.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your answer, Mr. Simeon. We're going to go now to our guest. We have Ms. Donice Pitt with us this morning, and we're so happy to have her, and we appreciate you taking out the time. I think her phone dropped. Ms. Pitts, are you there?
Oh, don't eat me.
Hello?
Obama
can make change. Oh, yes, go. Okay, I have a lot of background noise. Is Ms. Pitts there?
I always stand in front of her so she don't look back. So she don't be
okay. Do we have the Mac sisters? Ariel, Ariana? Okay. Well, we're going to keep on going with the show then until she dials back in. Who haven't we done? We haven't done Miss Grace. How are you this morning, Grace?
I'm good.
Okay. So tell me, if you could vote today, who would you vote for, and why wouldn't you vote for the other person?
I would vote for President Barack Obama because I think he didn't get a chance to start the great things that he said he was going to do because he had to fix the predicament that we were in before he became president. And I would not vote for Romney because I think that he's just bluffing about his plan that he says that he's going to do. And in his plan, he doesn't say how he's going to fix what we're in right now. He's only thinking about the future instead of present times.
Okay. All right. So why do you think voting is important?
I think it's important because we have the chance to vote for a leader and other countries really don't have the chance to. And I think that we should vote so we can have the leader that we want instead of the leader that we didn't want.
Okay. Tell me, I'm going to put a question to all of you all. And while we go to, let me see if Ms. Pitts is back with us. Ms. Pitts, are you back with us?
I am.
Okay. We're going to go then to our interview. And once again, we want to thank you for being with us. But before we go to the interview, I want to put a question to the reporters so you can be thinking about it while you're listening to the interview. And the question is, how important do you think religion is to this election? How important is what the candidates believe or their faith, their spiritual faith? How important do you think that is in this election? So be thinking about that while we go to our interview, and we're going to turn you into the hands of DeJory, Miss Dee Dee, for the interview now.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Miss Jory?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am very good. I am so delighted to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome, and we're glad to have you here. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions about your book.
Okay.
Can you tell us the name of your book?
The name of the book is Mermaid Boy.
How did you come up with the name?
Well, it derives from my husband and I, we have five children, and we have four girls and one boy. And he is the youngest, he's 5 years old, and his name is Emmanuel, and he fell in love with mermaids. You know, mermaids are so beautiful and so pretty. So he fell in love with mermaids, but when we had gone to the store, he was wondering why there were no mermaid boys. So I spoke with my other daughter, who is the youngest daughter, and she's 11 now, but she was younger because this was like 2 years ago. And we were all sitting on the bed, and we began to discuss Mermaid Boy, and Sade is her name. She brought up, she just thought that that's a great title of a book, and why don't we just start writing a book? So we sat down on the bed, and we began to come up with the storyline and the characters and the plot, and that's basically how it evolved.
Well, that's very cool. Can you tell us about the main character?
Well, the main character, of course, because I told you it derived from from the five children that we have, the main character is Mermaid Boy, but there are also his sisters as well. So the entire book is kind of around the family, and they live in this city called the Santa Marina, which has a pier, and while they're there, they're just experiencing life, and they're realizing that they're mermaids because they had no idea that they had these gifts and these talents. So the main characters are Nia, Alice, Shelley, and Kathy and Manny, which is the actual mermaid boy.
That's nice. What are the lessons you're trying to teach in this book?
Well, I want to first convey family because, of course, they're five of them, and they're all siblings, and their parents have passed away. I don't want to give away the entire story, but their parents have passed away, so Kathy is responsible for raising them and at the same time revealing to them who they are. And so it's the things that the thread of the story. And what I want children to get from the story is family, community, faith, hope, and the ultimate thing, which is love.
So there's some good lessons.
Exactly. Thanks.
Where can we get your book?
Well, right now it's not in paperback, not available, but we're working on that. We're in progress with making that happen. But it's available on smashwords.com or on Amazon Kindle ebook, because it's in ebook form. So you can go to Amazon ebooks and you can just type in Mermaid Boy by Donnice Pitts, and you can download it for $2.99 on a Droid, iPhone, iPad, your desktop, your laptop, your Kindle, and of course you can download it onto your Kindle.
Do you have any other projects?
I don't have any other projects outside of Mermaid Boy, because the Mermaid Boy is going to be, there are going to be several Mermaid Boys. As a matter of fact, by January 2013, Mermaid Boy 2 will be out. And preferably it will be in paperback as well as ebook.
Well, I can't wait to read it. I love reading.
Thank you. Good.
So, Ms. Pitts, tell us what are going to be the lessons in your upcoming project, your second Mermaid Boy?
Well, in the next book, we're gonna I'm gonna reveal the thread in that book will be revealing some fruits of the spirits, which will be integrity, kindness, gentleness, patience. All of those things that, in my opinion, will carry children throughout life, and you know, into young adulthood and into adulthood, as well as our seasoned saints.
Okay, Destroy. Did you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, Ms. Pitts, we want to thank you for being a part of our show this morning. And we look forward to, we're going to post a link on the website so that you all can have a chance to get the Mermaid Boy. And we want to support her in her efforts, because these are really passionate or very important lessons that she's teaching. And we want to share those with children everywhere. So you'll be able to go to the website, which is at wix.com/junior_giants_speaks slash JGS. And that is our website, so that you can find the link to Mermaid Boy. And when you finish with your next installment, we would love to have you back on our show.
Yeah, I would love to. It would be my my pleasure, because this book is also, I mentioned this and I'd like to mention it, it's also a fantasy book. It is, and when you read it, it really pulls you in. It really pulls the kids, children into the book, because of the fantasy and the adventure and all these things, and it's very extremely colorful. So. I really think kids will get something out of it and enjoy it as well. And I really appreciate you guys having me on your show. Thank you so much, Ms. Jory, is it?
It's close.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for interviewing me, and I really enjoyed talking with you guys today.
I enjoyed talking with you, too.
Okay, we want to thank you, and we will have you back again. And thank you, Didi. You did well. Good job. Before we go on to the question, once again, I want to remind you of the question. The question is, how important does your faith or what you believe about God play into who you choose when you're going to vote, or into how it does to play into this election? But before we go into the answer to that, we're going to have a musical break. And we're going to do, this week, we're going to do a song by Anthony High. It's called Check It At The Door. And he goes by Anthony High, or a.k.a. Jazzy Boy. Listen and enjoy.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that he's calling for. And being that he's the only God, he's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. But I know I want to be where he is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind. Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics. You can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light, and I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race, so I try to endure my knees. Touch me, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face. Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. Only inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash, he cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me is to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why he purposely wanted me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until it shows up. I wanna be right. Everything that's not like him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own. I'm not right. I need you, Lord. Check my prayer life or my role. Check my spirit, mind, and all.
Okay, we're back, and that was, once again, that was Anthony High with Check It At The Door. We're grateful to have this music available to us. Soon it will be available to everyone everywhere. We're going to go on, and we're going to go to our questions now. The question that I proposed was, how important is religion or our spirituality or spiritual faith in this election, and what part does it play in who you choose as a candidate? And do I have anyone that wants to volunteer to go first? Really? No? All right, well, I guess I get to choose. Grace, can you tell me how important do you think religion is and what kind of part does it play in who you choose? Hello?
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 Well, I think it's important what the president is important with the religion, because they might change things. Like, I think they might like change change religions and say you can't do this or you can't do that, I think.
Okay, so it is important to you? Does it matter what religion they are?
Yes, I suppose. No, not really.
It doesn't matter what religion they are?
I mean, because they can do what religion they want to do as long as they don't bother what religion we are.
Okay, okay. Let's go on. That was Miss Grace. Faith, tell me, what part does religion play in choosing a candidate or in this election in any way? What if any part does religion play?
For us or for the president?
Say that again?
For us or for the president?
I didn't understand your question.
Like, if the president was a different religion than we are.
Is that important? Does that matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Why does it matter?
It can affect our the way he runs things and affect us and everything.
Okay. I know I gave you guys this question without any preparation time, but I just want you to just think about it. Let's go with Simeon. Simeon, tell me what you think.
Maybe you have the question again.
What part does religion play in the candidates that you choose or why you choose them, or does it matter what their religion is? What part does religion play in this election?
Part of religion, I play, I think it is probably Christian, and there's one more. I just can't think of one because I read a book that said Barack Obama is what. When he was in middle age at 13, when a teenager, he used to go to this big church in Hawaii.
Okay, so is religion important? Is what their religion is that important to you?
It is to me. It is important.
Okay. All right. Who haven't we seen her from? Didi, tell me, is religion important to you?
I think it is important to me because it can affect the decisions that they make for our country and how he runs things. That's why it's important to me.
All right, and I just want you all to think about it. I'm not trying to sway you because I see that we have reporters for both sides. So, but there is something that I want you to think about because we are a Christian radio show, and that is the fact that anything that we are involved in, what we believe ought to play a part in that. It's important. And so we may not be concerned about their religious beliefs, but you need to understand how their beliefs may affect what you believe. When we're looking at both of the candidates, and we really are praying sincerely for both sides, and we're praying that the will of God will be done as far as our country is concerned, because our country has some serious issues going on. But when we're looking at these two candidates, President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, we have to realize that these men's spiritual beliefs are very in opposition to each other. You have to look at the fact that Mr. Romney is a Mormon. They do not believe in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God, the Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, they do. That's not their belief system. So you have to understand that that's part of who this man is. He was also a preacher, or let's say a pastor, in the Mormon faith, And so that speaks to the type of man that he is. So that's something that you should take into consideration. It may not be the whole thing that you take into consideration, but you need to know what it is that he believes for, because your Christian beliefs help to mold your way of thinking and who you are. And when there is a religion that is adamantly opposed to Jesus as a Lord, then that should bother you just a little bit. But looking at Mr. Barack Obama, we also have to be fair in realizing he says that he is a Christian and that he believes in Jesus Christ as Lord, but he has also promoted issues that are adamantly opposed to the Word of God. And so it's kind of a thin line, and it's kind of hard to decide based on just that issue alone. So it's important that we look at the whole candidate, but anytime, anything that you're involved in, the fact that you are a Christian will always play a part. Because the one thing that I want our junior giants to know, and to those that are listening, it's time for us to stand up and be bold about being Christians. I don't want you to be afraid to say, I'm a Christian out loud. I don't care if it's at school where it is, but it's time for us to be bold about it, because people that are not saved, that are not Christians, that do not say that Jesus is Lord or believe that, they're bold about everything that they do, whether it is whatever sin it is they're practicing or whatever thing that they're involved in, they're very bold about it. But when it comes time for us as Christians to be bold about Jesus Christ, sometimes we get very silent and we get very quiet and we let everybody else do their thing. But it's time out for that. It's time for us to stand up for what we believe as Christians. So I'm answering the question, it has to play an important part, but one of the things that I want you to be aware of is you need to look at all the facts. You can't just look at one thing. So if you, Junior Giants, were voting today, based out of our poll, just from the reporters, it would seem that Mr. Obama would win. But I want you, like I said again, I want you to look at the whole picture, not just at, you know, our favorites. Have a reason for why you do what you do and how you choose. Grace, are you there?
Oh.
Grace?
Grace is not here right now.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you, Faith. Have you ever thought about running for any kind of office, even at school, like the student body president or any of those things?
Yes, from a long time ago.
Okay, so it's not something that's in your mind right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about any of the other ones? Are you considering running for any kind of office at your school or even at your church or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay, Simeon, did you say you are?
No, man, we don't have that at my school.
Okay. All right,
I was thinking of asking my principal if we can have that.
It's something that you might think about, and the reason that I say that is it allows you to practice being a leader. And so it's a way for you all to be leaders and to have your opinions and your beliefs put out front. And so it's just something to think about. I know when I was in school, I was on the student body, student council, and it was a way to get the opinions of the people that I hung out with, it was a way to get my opinion out and the things that we thought were important out. So just a thought that might be something that you consider, because all of you are well capable of doing it. And just something that I want you to think about, okay?
Okay.
As we are coming close to the end of our show, once again, I want to remind you all, I talked earlier about the conference that we're going to be doing in 2013, in the spring of 2013, and it's called the I'm Bad Concert. conference. And the conference, I'm bad standing for bold, anointed, and determined. And so I want the junior giants to be getting ready. If you had to teach a session, what would you teach a session on? And so you need to be thinking about what your topics would be and what it is that you want to say. And so it's going to be very creative, and it's going to be filled with fun, and it's going to be just something different for the children to be involved in. For those of you who are listening, you have only to contact me. You can contact me on the website, or you can just give me a call at 678-516-5570. If you would like for your children to be involved in the conference, or if you would like for them to attend, registration will begin in February for those who want to be a part of the conference. So just something for you to be looking forward to. And we're going to prepare now to close our show. I want to say you guys stay posted, because I think we have, let's see, we may do another show before the election or right after the election to see who actually wins. Who do you think is going to win? Dee Dee.
Probably Mitt Romney.
You think really Mitt Romney is going to win?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why?
From what I've been hearing, it sounds like he has a better chance of winning than Obama does.
Okay. All right. What about you, Faith? Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, the president, Barack Obama.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Because... Uh-huh. More people are, like, on his side, and I believe he can do it in the next 4 years.
Okay. Simeon, who do you think is going to win?
I'm thinking Mitt Romney is going to win.
And why do you think that?
Because the reason why is because I've been hearing a lot in newspapers and on TV that Mitt Romney is getting a lot of votes, and when watching, it tells us the totals of who has the most votes. And Mitt Romney has 2% more over Barack Obama last I checked. And my mom told me that Georgia's like one of the biggest states in the United States, well, just one of them. And she said that my mom told me that it was a red state, and the blue states for Barack Obama, and the red is for Mitt Romney.
Okay. That's very good, Simon. You're right. The red states are Mitt Romney, and the blue states are
Barack Obama.
Mr. Obama. But and Georgia is definitely Mitt Romney state, and that's interesting. We're going to see. I like that you're informed. Stay informed, okay? Dee Dee, you already gave me yours. Is Grace back?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So we're going to find out exactly who's going to win before our next show is scheduled. We will find out who will be our president. But one of the things I want all of you all to do is I want you to be in prayer for whoever it is that's going to win, because it's important that we stay in prayer for them, because it's just this is our country's involved, and our country needs a good leader. And so we need to pray for whoever is going to take that office. And you should also always pray for people that are leading you, because they affect your lives, whether it be your pastors or your youth leaders or the president of the United States. You need to keep them in prayer. The Bible tells us to pray for our leaders. So remember to keep them in prayer. I want to thank you all for your participation this morning. And we're going to go off the air now. We're going to go listening to some music. And the one that we're going to listen to this morning on our way out is by Mr. Reggie Summers. Brianna Hightower, and it is called Be You. I love you all. Stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. God bless you. I want to thank you for being with us this morning. God bless. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, pray for our country and for the leaders that we have. Goodbye.